We're in the Giants draft room, first time ever, and we're with general manager Dave Gettleman. And Dave, let's just talk about this whirlwind that it's been for you since being named the general manager of the Giants at the end of last season. Has it been as crazy as it seems from the outside?
Yes. Yeah, very simply. But no, it's been nonstop. It's been good. Everybody's been very welcoming. And I'm just thrilled to be here and just work with all these people here.
What are some of the philosophies that you have about the draft and how to go about the draft?
The bottom line is there are three truths. You got to run the ball, you got to defend the run, you got to rush the passer. If you're deficient in any one of those three things, then you're going to struggle. I believe in building from the inside out, and we just got to continue that, you know, to go through the process now with the draft.
Tell me about the setup of the room, the seating, and what it's like on draft night.
You know, you just, everybody's got their spots, and we, you know, when it comes our turn to pick, you know, probably half an hour before it's our turn, we'll start with three players. We'll talk about the next three guys. If one of the three players you've selected is gone, you talk about the fourth guy. So you just keep, you know, you can always keep three guys in your pocket. And then you just work through the draft that way. It's the coaches, everybody will be in here when we're talking about the players. It's very quick, very concise, no stories, no, you know, I'm not looking for War and Peace. You know, I'm looking for Cliff Notes.
The Giants almost never pick second. Is this fun for maybe once in a career time where you're picking this high?
It is kind of, it has been kind of fun. You know, the bottom line is, you know, I've said it publicly, it's, you know, this pick, can you picture the guy putting on a gold jacket? That's what you should be looking at. And if you can picture that guy putting on a gold jacket, then don't be afraid to pull the trigger.
How would you describe this overall draft and the players that are in? Because the quarterbacks are going to push really good players down the board and even into the second round and third round when you pick.
For the last 5-6 years, the drafts have been pretty strong through the first three rounds. You're going to get players, and I'm very pleased with, you know, the way it's shaping up. We're going through our process right now. Theo Epstein made a great statement, you can't cheat the process, and we're not going to.
You've made a killing in your career on what happens right after the draft and the signing of undrafted free agents.
You know, it's really funny, you know, times have changed, so you do have kind of a undrafted college free agent cap. We'll probably target three or four guys that we want, and hopefully, you know, they'll be on our draft board. You know, I was in Carolina, we had Andrew Norwell. Okay, so draft was over. We had him in the fifth round. Draft's over. I just turned to my cap guy. I said, I don't care what it costs. I don't care if he takes the whole pool. Get him. It's like taking a guy in the first round, second round. That make a difference. You got to have convictions on these guys. You know, you're looking for guys that can contribute to, you know, your winning club. And then the same thing when you get down to the free agents. In the ideal world, our undrafted college free agents will come off our front board. What skill does he have that will allow him to get between the white lines on Sunday for an NFL team? Bob, it's about evaluating the players. Unless this place is burning down, leave me alone. And I'm going to watch film for 4.5 days.
Get the Visine out, Giants fans. Thanks for letting us in your space.
In my space.
This is the epicenter. Draft night, draft weekend for the New York Giants.